and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us.
You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
We're already here.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show, right now live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
And we are on the air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio. We also can be found on iTunes, Ruko, a couple others. Nick, what are they? Okay, well,
I don't know. I never write those down.
Okay. Today is the 29th of September, and things are just crazy as ever. If you'd like to go to the homepage and leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, we appreciate it. Keep the paid programming on the air. Also, too, if you'd like to advertise on Revolution, you can. It's fairly reasonable and get to meet some new friends. Also, check us out on the chat room as well, because that's going to be crazy tonight, too. We have a couple of quick announcements before we bring our guest, Deborah Tavares, on, the lady of the hour, for 2 hours. We're very grateful. It's going to be a barn burner, to say the least. But we want to say something. We were given some news this afternoon about a man that I loved and have known since Brian Hall's Conspiracy Con and the Bay Expo with Vicky. The UFO Bay Expo, and our hearts are saddened that Sean David Morton has passed. And you can go to his you can go to his website, StrangeUniverseRadio.com. That's StrangeUniverseRadio.com. They'll still sell you some of his books. They're good people. We want to say to Melissa that our hearts go out to you, and if you need us for anything, we will help you. Sean was a larger-than-life individual, and you have no idea how much he's going to be missed. And we are very saddened. Mark, do you want to say anything? Bob? Nick?
I definitely want to say something. You know, in the short time that I got to know Sean, I was very, very, very amazed by the guy, every aspect of his, not just his knowledge base, but as a human being. I remember just meeting him for the first time at Biomed Expo this year, and back in March, and the guy was just very loving and very, very, very personable, you know. And for meeting him the first time, I couldn't believe that, you know, I just walked up. I said, "Oh, hello, Sean, how are you?" And he just looked at me and gave me a giant hug, and I just go, "Wow, this is really, really, really cool that this guy is so loving, and he just met me." You know, and that was the first thing that triggered me off, that, you know, this guy is, you know, he's very, very well informed, very well written and all that stuff, but he also had a huge heart. And I will miss him eternally, just with the short time that I got to know him. And I really enjoyed him being on this show. He is witty, he's intelligent, he was loving. I mean, he's, you know, just a very good human being. And my prayers will still be with him and with his family. And just like Wendy said, whatever we can do, reach out to us and we'll do it.
That was really nice. I would just like to say, Sean, I hope you're listening in. I hope you're not overwhelmed by what's going on the other side of the veil. But I know you would be telling us to just continue to carry the torch. And that's what we're going to be doing. We miss a lot of good people who were truth tellers and whistleblowers who have been assassinated or have left us. But we're going to continue on, and we're going to win this battle. And we're going to miss you, Sean. You promised me, you did promise me you'd take me to a Charger game this year. So
well, we'll
it'll
see
have to be in spirit.
One.
Okay.
Nick, are you okay? You want to say something?
Well, I mean, yeah, I always enjoyed listening to Sean when he came on the air.
Yeah.
He had stuff that he was talking about that was like beyond me a little bit. So, you know, it's going to be kind of world's going to be kind of a worse place without him, I think. But at the same time, it's not all bad news today. Actually, some very good news today. Dianne Feinstein isn't with us anymore either. She died this morning. And all fair tribute to Dianne Feinstein for all the work that she's done over the years. I just want to play this real quick.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
So that one goes out for Dianne Feinstein.
Well,
could you imagine Sean meeting Dianne up at the pearly gates?
I don't think
Dianne's getting in ever at the pearly gates.
I can guarantee Sean's already in there, but she'll never be there. That's for
sure.
She's got a special place in the hottest parts of hell.
I mean, if she ever wound up at the gate, she'd be trying to tell St. Peter how much they owe her the pearly gates. You have to give those to me.
But getting back to Sean, you know, I was so amazed by Sean and so encouraged by his wit and, you know, sometimes his sarcasm, but always he had something scriptural to say within the conversation, and that was a really uplifting thing about Sean.
Well, our next guest is, I'm anxious to talk to Deborah.
Yeah.
Let me bring her on.
But hear what she has to say.
Okay. So we'll be talking to Sean sooner than later, hopefully. Okay. Our next guest, of course, been waiting a couple of weeks, been talking on and off with her. She was on Jeremy Scott's The Abnormal. You can check that out. It's now up, The Abnormal with Jeremy Scott and Deborah Tavares. Also, check out Deborah Tavares' two websites, primarywater.org and www.stopthecrime.net.
Surprisingly, YouTube hasn't pulled that Primary Water video down from us yet. Anyway, we have Deborah on with us.
Yes, Deborah, welcome to our program, and we're going to let you give you the full reins. Thank you so much for being on. I know you were on today. You were on SGT Report with like a round table with Todd Callender and Sean and somebody else.
Well, there were a number of guests that were invited to this roundtable. The title of the roundtable was, of course, opting out of 5G, and that is not possible. So I want to state my position very clear. That is not possible. So what we are going to talk about this evening is the frequency warfare and what we can avoid so that we are not destroyed and murdered by the fifth generation warfare, which is, in fact, based on frequencies. So I wanted to start with some documents that I referred to years ago, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring some of the comments back from these documents, and then we're going to jump into the frequency warfare and the warning about the stated increase of frequencies with the alert system on October 4th and beyond. In fact, we need to be concerned about increased frequencies right now and even before now and certainly beyond. So it's not just only an October 4th Cook event. It is a event that is increasing constantly. So I'm going to start with this because it's important to understand that energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. Now let's break that down. We're seeing energy being used in a horrific way now. Every fire, every storm, every flood, every hurricane, every volcanic eruption, every earthquake, rogue waves, the pounding and erosion of the coastal shorelines. It's all because energy is the key to all activity on Earth. And we do not control this energy. There are powers that exceed our wildest dreams that are conducting this energy warfare on all of us. So what's important to understand is, by and large, the public cannot comprehend these energy weapons. They don't see it. But there are many canaries in the coal mine that feel the microwaves, that feel it. And we'll talk about what we need to do with those that are the canaries in the coal mine that do feel the energy. I know that in the past, many people considered them electromagnetic sensitives. And I think of it like this. This is war. These are microwaves. You're not sensitive to war. You wouldn't be sensitive if somebody stabbed you constantly with a knife. That you would not say that you are knife sensitive. We must start first using the correct language for everything. And we've been trained. So again, the public can't comprehend the energy weapons of war and therefore cannot believe that by and large they are being attacked and subdued by these weapons. Can't conceive it. And the public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but that is because of the technical nature of this silent weapons attack system. And the public, again, by and large, cannot express their feeling in a rational way or even handle the problem with any intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help, and they do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves from the energy attack systems that we all face. And that's why we're having this program this evening, so that we can all align together and understand there are things we can and must do. Because when a silent weapon is applied gradually, as it has been, the general public adjusts and adapts to the presence of this system and learns to tolerate the encroachment of all of this frequency and weaponized attack on our lives because we're being attacked on every level until the pressure psychologically and economically becomes too great and people start cracking up. Because why else do you think that the government set up the National Suicide Hotline 988? Because they knew that people were going to be stressed to the max, because they were crying silently inside without an explanation of what this de facto evil corporate structure called USA Inc. has done to us, all of us. And the silent weapons system, it's a biological warfare, and it attacks our vitality. People are feeling tired and drained. It attacks our options and mobility of individuals. We're all being attacked. And by knowing and understanding, manipulating and attacking our sources of natural and social energy, the physical and mental, emotional strength and weaknesses, we become further degraded as individuals. And that's what we're seeing. So we are facing a covert chemical warfare, a covert economic warfare, a covert frequency warfare, weather warfare, and every other kind of covert attack that I just haven't even listed. So I think it's most important to understand that energy is controlled. And what we're seeing in the fires, for example, is microwave energy being used. People wonder, well, it's dustified. The tubs, the sinks, they're like gone. There's no black char anymore, it's just white powder. And people go in a loop asking this question over and over again and making that visual observation. Just like many of the firefighters that we've talked to here, since we were burned and lost over 5,000 homes in 2017, massive displacement of our community, massive. Huge impact on the kids. Many kids moved away. There wasn't any housing available. But the firefighters collectively all said they've never fought fires that were that hot and that fast ever. And no one really ever went to the next question. Then what kind of fires are you fighting? So let's just address this a little bit here. Because you may notice, if you haven't noticed by now, that there's no water available at these fires. They turned the water off in Lahaina. The water was not available during the 2017 fires here in Santa Rosa either, nor in Paradise. Now, why do you suppose there's no water? Let's not just observe that and not ask the question, why? Well, there's some good reasons why there wouldn't be water available. Because number one, these are microwave fires. This is like trying to put a lithium ion battery, when it explodes and catches on fire, out with a garden hose. And this is why one of the freighters that was delivering electric vehicles off the coast of Portugal, when the cars started to explode, it was called a thermal runaway. It took 15 days for this ship to finally sink because they could not put the fires out. So the ship sank. You can look this up. So when we're not seeing water available for the fires, it's because they're not fires. These are microwave fires. And we have to understand, many people are falsely believing also, and I've heard it repeatedly, well, the house is dustified. The car is melted. The metal is running in a puddle in a stream down the street. I've seen it. I've gone to these criminal attack crime scenes. We filmed it. We have suffered the sorrow of loss. And we had death here in 2017 also. And because soon after that, people here started to realize there was something wrong. These were not wildfires. And I really think that the consequences of people now being able to say these are directed energy weapons is because there was an enormous group here during the 2017 fires here in Northern California. It was called the Tubbs Fire, T-U-B-B-S fire, again, burning over 5,000 homes. And then, of course, we had the Paradise Fire. We've had fires continuously. And because we were all observing, not all, there was a core group of us that were going to the crime scenes, and we were observing that these were microwave fires. And we were saying these are directed energy weapons, and they are. So I think it became easier for Maui and Lahaina to recognize that. And that's why we're hearing them say that. Because it was months after we burned in 2017 before we realized that they were directed energy weapons. Months. So water's not necessary. And had they attempted to use water, I think there would have been more people saying, well, wait a minute, the water is not putting out these fires. Now, it's not to say that every single fire is microwave, but we know that every single fire is exacerbated and far hotter because of the decades of overhead aerosolized spraying with heavy metals. Now, what we also know with the microwave fires and the directed energy weapons, and I want to focus on the word directed. People are not thinking what that really means. It's directed energy. Think about that. Directed energy. What we have since learned is that every single thing on this planet, everything, down to a starfish, down to every animal, every tree, has a unique frequency, a DNA, all unique to its own, just like we have fingerprints and eye scans, unique to us as individuals. And what has now been done is the use of calibrating, directing, remember that word, directed energy. They calibrate the energy to literally decimate specific DNA or specific structures. And this is important to understand because when people continuously say, well, the trees have green leaves on them and they don't look like they've been burned. They say in a forest fire, which these aren't, everything would burn down. Well, these aren't forest fires, number one, and these are directed energy weapons targeting specific material. The trees are all compromised. When they look green and they're standing around areas that have been dustified, the trees are all dead and dying and compromised. Rosalind Peterson spent years talking about the consequences of the overhead aerosolized spraying on all plants, all trees, and how the uptake of heavy metals has literally destroyed and is in the process of killing off our oxygen. We need plants. We need plants. And Rosalind even went to the United Nations to try to, she really actually thought she could tell them to stop spraying. And I will say this before I jump into the frequency warfare and some absolute requirements in order to reduce the frequencies, because we will also get into zombies. Wendy, I don't know how much you've covered with the zombies, but we need to discuss it in the context of frequencies and weaponization.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm hearing somebody talking. Is that a question for me?
No,
or
it's
just
a back,
because
it's,
you're not muted.
No, we just went into Conplan 8888 briefly on that zombieization and also
okay.
The classifications by U.S. STRATCOM.
Okay, well, we'll talk about this in a different way. But what I want to continue with is the understanding that war is the balancing of systems by killing us, the public. where we have been taught to exchange everything of true value into false value. Think about our false currency, our inflated currency. Understand that the final key to everything currency-wise has been, because of data, sufficient data and high-speed computing equipment needed to ramp up as it now has to keep a close watch on the economic oscillations created by price shocking. Now, why am I bringing this in? Because everything has been compromised. And we have to know that since energy is the key, let me repeat this, energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth. So I hope you hear this, directed energy weapons, because we're being attacked without regard for ethics, morality, or concern for life. We're being slaughtered all over the world. All of us can look at the news and see what they did to Libya by collapsing those dams. Look what they did to Russia by bombing the dam. And there's been, I will just throw this in right now. This is a little out of sync, but it needs to be said, and I'll talk about it more at another time. But there's been some real concern over the last few days of the intentions of the reservoir, which is Lake Shasta here in Northern California. And that water serves much of the Central Valley. And there has been some concern about breaching that. And we're going to have to watch this, because dams are confined energy. I want you to think about that. Dams are confined energy. Water is energy. And when they breach these dams, which are weapons, they will destroy. And the Bureau of Land Management, along with our illegitimate fiat government, has proposed millions of dollars to increase the water level in Shasta. And Mount Shasta, the reservoir, was built in the late 1930s. We're already being told that the infrastructure is degraded and it won't withstand any further consequences or storms from climate change. Now, whatever we do, alter your vocabulary. Alter your vocabulary. This is not climate change. So we must stop saying climate change. I want to just say this. Remember, of course, this is war. And here's a general rule of thumb. And this is just an example. The example is the wind turbines, or all the turbines that we're seeing sited all over the world. So listen to this, and just think of this as an example. The wind turbines are deadly frequency zones. And I understand that spacing of some turbines 300 miles apart work in tandem with weather warfare. So about every 300 miles, some of these special turbines work in tandem with altering the weather. Just remember, when anything is deployed and they tell us it's green and adds to the transitioning off fossil fuels, which is a misnomer to begin with, again, building lie upon lie upon lie. So when they tell us it's green and it adds to the transitioning off fossil fuels, which is a renewable, to renewables, such as wind and solar, due to climate change, it's intended to kill. It's intended to kill all of us. The general rule of thumb, they control all energy. All weather is controlled. Remember, all energy is controlled. So we have been fed the most enormous disinfo in the history of mankind. Think about that. We are being destroyed and slaughtered by the control of energy being told that this is climate change. And because we have been pesky humans and haven't lowered our greenhouse gas emissions, and we can't lower it enough now because we've gone over, there's no turning back. We now must spend into oblivion and asset strip everything, bankrupt everything. Already, FEMA has announced they're running out of money. Well, FEMA is not federal. FEMA, of course, stands for Federal Emergency Management Agency. And FEMA is not federal. It is not managing emergencies. It's creating emergencies and coming in and charging for the illusion of cleanup. You have to think of FEMA in a different context, because that is what FEMA is. We have to think of the Bureau of Reclamation, the U.S. Forestry. We have to think of CAL FIRE. These are all set up agencies to destroy us. Now people say, well, wait a minute. How can that be? Well, we're taken. Our country has been taken. We're USA Inc. In fact, we are Earth Inc. Look at all the people worldwide. Our entire human family and everything else that's alive is under severe annihilation. This is the largest and grandest extermination and extinction event. So I want to emphasize the idea of energy. We have to think of energy in a whole new way, and we have to realize it's controlled by others, not us. And we're being slaughtered. Now, a very dear friend of mine told me this. It's about war. And they said, the first victim of war is the truth. The second victim of war is the truth. So we have to think about that. So we're going to talk about right now in this first portion of the program this evening about what we must do to decrease our exposure to frequencies, because we're in a fifth generation warfare, and frequencies now is the new war. That is what is going to be used. Literally, our brains can be cooked in our heads and the rest of our body intact. Now, if any of you watched the film 5G Apocalypse, you might want to. It's interesting. But I open that movie up. I didn't know they were using a clip of mine. But I open that up about how frequencies will cook your eyeballs. And yes, frequencies will. In fact, what we've learned is horrific. We have learned because of the many, many years of overhead aerosolized spraying of heavy metals and what we consume in our food supply, the soil's toxic, and in our water, has deliberately filled us up with heavy metals. So when we're hit with beamed weaponry, directed energy, people can combust. They call it human combustion. And you need to understand that this is what is going to happen in large. People will disappear, because that's what combustion does. We disappear. And I watched a crime movie. I've said this on some other shows, but I really thought it fascinating. There was a man who murdered his wife, and he was the suspect, but he was denying. And so they found some muddy shoes in his apartment, and there were pine needles jammed in the tread of these tennis shoes. And they took those tennis shoes to an honest lab, because most of the labs that test things are set up to give us false results. Just keep that in mind. When you test your water, when you test anything, you're not getting real tests. But they went to an honest lab, and they tested the pine needles that were in the tread of those shoes, and they identified the exact pine tree where those needles came from. And as a result, they solved the crime because of the unique frequency and DNA of every single individual thing. In fact, it was a number of years ago, my husband and I went to a meeting. It was an IEEE meeting, which means International Electrical and Electronic Engineers. And it was in San Jose. And it was a three-day situation. And we went for many reasons. It was an eye-opener. In fact, I did a video on it after being approached and advised by the attorneys in New York that if we filmed and put anything out on YouTube of that meeting, we would be sued. So we didn't. But I recanted that meeting, and I'll re-upload it on stopthecrime.net so that when you go there to stopthecrime.net and you go to the videos, I'll put that on there. I'm going to be re-uploading a number of things, and I will talk about it a bit later tonight. I will go into some more detail on the NASA war document that I've gone over in detail for many years. But there's some new understandings about that, and I will go over that probably the last half hour of the show this evening, Wendy, because people need to understand about energy. But during that conference, there was a high-up CEO of General Electric, and his talk was about monitoring everything on the face of this planet. I mean everything, just as I said, because everything has a unique frequency. Now, when he said that then, I heard what he said, and I thought, how can that be? And I didn't understand the depth. He didn't explain the how of it. He didn't explain that everything had a unique and has a unique frequency. Now, we're talking everything. As he explained, he said, from birth to death, everything will be monitored. So we're talking about all animals, everything, humans, everything. And then all manufactured goods, from manufacturing to end use, would be tracked and monitored, everything. And after he spoke, there was a break, and I walked over to him with my husband, and I asked him, because I was very focused at the time on the aerosolized poisoning of us, the death dumps from the geoengineering. And I asked him, well, what do we do with the weather now being controlled and we're being murdered by weaponized weather events? And this is what he said, and I'll never, ever forget this. He said, there's too much inertia. And I will tell you, I was dumbfounded because I did not understand the specific identification of everything. He didn't explain that energy was unique to every single thing like I understand now. So I'm saying this only because the awareness of this has been a slow process. And now, with the in-depth research I've done, and the documents that I have, I can understand these things. And I'm trying to explain how this works so that all of you don't spend the many years that I did in trying to understand, because we really don't have the time. And I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get into a frequency warfare. But I want to say that, did you know that the Marines requested long-range blowtorches for Iraq to seek psychological edge by roasting them with lasers? Did you know that? Well, you can look it up. Marines request long-range blowtorch for Iraq to seek psychological edge by roasting the foes with lasers. And this was something that I had stored away. It was an article back in 2007. So it's amazing how things pop up. You see things differently years later. And we don't have years ahead of us with the haste of which everything is coming down on us. And so I'm going to say this. I've said this on some recent shows, and it warrants being set again. I was recently looking up what ageism meant, and I found on the UN website what I'm going to read to you now. And it's on a website called, well, actually, it was March the 18th of 2021. Ageism is a global challenge, UN, for United Nations. And again, this was March of 2021. Here's what it said, and this is why I'm bringing this forward. Ageism is a global challenge for the young and people over 60. Now, it's not just people over 60. It's really all people. But they say this. Getting older, or ageism, leads to poorer health, social isolation, earlier deaths, and cost economies billions. The report calls for swift action to implement effective anti-ageism strategies. Now, I want you to focus on that, to implement effective anti-ageism strategies. And then you're going to hear what those strategies are. They go on to say that every second person in the world is believed to hold ageist attitudes, meaning they're not happy with ageism, and leading to poor physical and mental health and reduced quality of life for older persons, costing society billions of dollars each year, according to a new United Nations report on ageism. The report released by the WHO, Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, and the United Nations Population Fund calls for urgent action to combat ageism, expose ageism for what it is, an insidious scourge on society. This is March of 2021. So if you had any doubt that you were on the hit list, no matter who you are actually as a human, you now know that this is what the goal is. We're a scourge, an insidious scourge upon society. And I can go back into some old documents on our next show and discuss this in greater detail. But I can also say to you that in 1998, Ronald Reagan adopted the Genocide Treaty for the United States. And we also know about the Deagle.com report that discusses the percentages of reduced population. So now we're going to get into what you can do so you don't become a statistic of the goal to kill you. And we're going to talk about the frequencies. Now, I know everyone is worried, and should be, about the test that is going to be conducted by FEMA. Again, remembering FEMA is not federal. And it manages the effects of the harm that is created. That's what it is. So don't think of it as a supportive agency. It's not. It's just like the Federal Reserve. We've been told continuously that the Federal Reserve is not federal and it has no reserves. FEMA is not federal and it does not manage for our benefit. And they're running out of money. I just pulled that document just up the other day. And that's why we'll touch upon the FEMA zones, the new zones that I discovered, and we'll go over that a bit. In fact, we'll go over a bit of it right now. Because you need to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our menu, and go to email blasts, and you will find the email blasts that I send out. Now, you don't hear me talking about it. I'll type these up. I'll put it together. I'll put links to documents in these blasts, but you won't hear me describing it. It's just information. I prefer doing shows and discussing it and then referring you to those email blasts so then you can look at it with the verbiage that I use to go along with it. But you will find a number of email blasts. I encourage you, if you have not signed up on stopthecrime.net, to do so you will receive these. Now, keep in mind, We are attacked mightily now. We are finding that on many platforms, they're taking down our shows. Of course, I was taken off of YouTube a couple of years ago. Very soon, we won't be having programs like this. And I urge all of you to listen carefully and gather up this information, because I am finding that our phones are massively interrupted. Often I'll leave voicemails that no one gets. Often people think they're calling me and leaving me messages that I never get, never knew they tried to call. My computer is interrupted. I could go on and on, but you're getting the gist. They're getting ready to cut our ability to communicate because of the nefarious attacks that they are waging on all of us. So I want to ask you this, because certainly you've heard in all of the recent attacks with Lahaina, and we had the same experience here without alerts being sounded of any kind. In fact, here during 2017, it was a police, sheriff, and firefighter stand down. There was no one on that mountain that night. And it was 1 a.m. in the morning when neighbors were knocking on neighbors' doors. There would have been many, many more deaths than there were, because neighbors saved neighbors. And a number of people that were burned alive in the fires were done so because they didn't know how to disconnect the garage door operators, and they burned in their garages trying to get their cars out. There were people running down the streets. The flames were on their heels. It was a night. I want to add this. There were no alerts, none. No one, no sirens, no bullhorns, nothing, nothing, no water. They were busing in looters. Looters were on the scene, and then the de facto military came in and closed off the crime scene. Would not let people in for weeks, 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 and weeks.
That sounds exactly like Lahaina, exactly.
It's exactly like Lahaina, exactly. It's exactly the same in all the fire burn zones. These are microwaves. This is war. Remember that. You're seeing war. And we, my husband and I, that night of October the 9th, well, bordering on the 8th because it was just past midnight, we drove in to help our kids evacuate. And the fire literally wiped out all the houses, and they were only two blocks away. There were no houses. They escaped being burned down. But what the people in Lahaina and other burn zones don't realize that we came to learn is that the houses that survived around the perimeters of these burn zones were toxic and poisonous, and people were getting sick when they were allowed to re-enter, and here's why. The toxins that were burned up, think of everything in your garage that's poisonous. Think of all of the plastic and other items that dustified. That dust got into the attic crawl spaces of the houses that did not burn and settled into the insulation in the attics, in the ducts, the heat and air ducts, and down in the walls of these houses in the insulation. It was not enough to go in and wipe down the walls and shampoo the carpets. Everything had to be pulled away. The carpets, the pads, they had to take off drywall on the interior of the houses and put in new insulation. Now, people that were getting sick were having problems with their insurance paying for this. People in Lahaina don't know this. They don't know, and I hope somebody is sharing this with them, because they're in so much trauma right now, just as we were, that the process of finding out the many months that ensued after the burn, after the attack, we started hearing things that no one could have imagined. And that was one of the things that occurred, and we found out that no one could have imagined. So if any of you have friends in Lahaina, you need to let them know. They are in a Superfund deadly deadly zone, highly toxic. There is really no restoration without completely leveling, which is what the purpose of this was anyway. So, again, we're going to go back into frequencies, and I'm going to cover this. I did a blast out, and it's on stopthecrime.net. Again, go to the menu, look at the email blast, and I'm going to go over this in detail now because this is what all of you must do now. And it's not just, as I said, around the October 4th, or if we have a severe weather event, they said they would do it, do this massive test that would pulse everything on the 11th. They're pulsing everything now. Your cell phones are weapons already. So we have to ask ourselves, does a deadly use of frequencies being sent to our cell phones when our cell phones are weapons and all other devices too make us feel better? When alerts aren't used during many fires and floods and more, no alerts. So why are we believing that these alerts are for our benefit? It's not. This is a frequency attack using our phones and our wireless devices. And I can say this, that sadly there will be many folks that are willfully ignorant, and they will be, and it will be at their own peril, because the facts are out there. We're not going to be able to convince everybody. People are going to look at us and think we're not. Well, they won't be around much. They'll be dead and dying, because that's what frequencies do. So let's get into the blast out that I did. And I want to first say this. Remember, always remember, the alerts are built upon the consequences of the use of directed energy weapon attacks disguised as climate change. Please, please don't call this climate change.
Call it climate engineering.
No, it is deadly, deadly use of energy. Think of it as energy, because that's what it all is. But yes, you're right, the deadly use of climate engineering. That brings me to something most important. I run three websites. I run stopthecrime.net as my main website, where I have source documents, and I have been putting documents on this site for many, many, many years. And then I have primarywater.org. We're not running out of water. Water is a renewable. Go to that website while you still can and download the book, New Water for a Thirsty World. Please download that book on primarywater.org, New Water for a Thirsty World. Understand that when this book came out in the early 60s, the controllers that be of water rounded up as many books as they could and burned them. But the book survived the intention of not allowing this information to you. So I would recommend that you make this a library book and that you learn and understand we're not running out of water. You're going to have to teach your children, because as we are attacked with directed energy weapons, remember, we're made of over 70% water. Water boils. Think about that. But we need water to survive. We need it to survive. So I want to say that we're going to hear tones and vibrations and texting, and we're going to have an expansive kill grid set in action, which we're being told will be activated on October 4th. But I want to assure you that in many ways it's been being activated, not to the extent that it's going to be nationwide, but that it will, our phones and all the wireless have always been weapons. I want to add this, because the alerts are going to be based on the consequences of directed energy weapon attacks, directed energy attacks on us. And then we're going to get alerts, right? And then we're told here in California, and many of you as well, that we have to have bug out bags. We have to have go bags ready to run to our cars with these go bags so that we can survive a number of days. In fact, some of the meetings that I go to here, they'll give you go bags with printing on the outside to tell you what you need to be sure you have in your go bag. Now I'm going to wind you back. to World War II. The Nazis told people they could take a suitcase, right? In World War II, here in the United States, when we consolidated the Japanese in the western United States during World War II, they were told they had 1 to 2 weeks to clear out and meet at the prescribed location with a suitcase. Well, the go bags are our suitcases of today. You need to understand that. This is war. Obviously, if they said, suitcases, we might catch on. Well, I hope you now catch on, okay? So I want to say this. I found this to be profound. I'm going to say it. I've been saying this on a few radio shows as of late, but it pertains to microwave weapons, and then we're going to get into my frequency advisory. Because we need to know that the microwave weapons have many uses, and they also are hearing systems. There's U.S. patents for this. I could name the patents, but I won't. I'm looking at it right now. But they say the first known experiment with microwaved voices was conducted by Sharp and Grove in the early 1970s. The Defense Intelligence Agency, the Advanced Research Project Agency, are principally to blame for the abuse of these technologies in Project Pandora, etc. The CIA's Langley Research Center, as well as numerous scientists working in Energy Defense Department labs across the United States, are also responsible. And that's why, if we have time towards the end of the show, we're going to go over the NASA war plan, because that was presented by the chief NASA scientist out of the Langley Research Center. So we want to talk about brainwave monitors in the NASA.
Okay, we got to take that to the second part of the show. We're at the break.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be right back for the second hour with Devin Tavares. Hold on. This is Revolution Radio. We'll be right back with Nick, Mark, myself, Cousin Bob, and Devin Tavares.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Fripp Rick's iPhone. Thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
Mountain High Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
The join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio program. I want to thank my producer tonight, Mr. Nick Pearson, Revolution Radio, and Deborah Tavares. You can go on our website, www.stopthecrime.net. That's www.stopthecrime.net, as well as primarywater.org. That's primarywater.org. Deborah?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Also, toxicsky.org. I cannot underscore enough that everybody go to toxicsky.org and preview and show the film Unconventional Gray. I posted it at the top of toxicsky.org. It was the last film that Michael Murphy produced before he was killed. And Michael Murphy produced What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And as a tribute to Michael and to many of the people in that film that he interviewed that have now been murdered, I ask you to watch this film, because it builds in and through the interviews into what you will hear in about the last 20 minutes. And you need to hear this film. You must hear this film. You will then understand why the use of energy to destroy us has occurred to the extent that it has. So again, ToxicSky.org, Unconventional Gray. And I'm going to say one more thing, and then we're jumping in to how you need to avoid these frequencies that are going to be turned on, have been turned on, and beyond, and we have to protect ourselves. Because it's important to know that directed energy weapons are optimal for invading. We're being invaded. Hostile, deployed, directed energy weapons, or DOES, people call them DOES, are now in place. They've been in place. And that includes advanced mobile laser and radio frequency systems, So these tests will be coming in on your radios and your televisions through the wiring in your homes, and we'll discuss that. And many nations, of course, we know, not only the United States and Russia, have directed energy weapons based on high-energy lasers and millimeter-wave microwave systems that threaten, listen to this, threaten friendly assets such as planes, vehicles, and fused ballistic weapons dependent on electronics. Now, it has been recognized and considered that even some of the blowing up of some of our attempts to go to the moon were actually directed energy weapons. But I'm going to leave that alone for right now, because now we're going to get into what you must do immediately and start tomorrow, because you're going to get zapped by your cell phones, zapped through your television wires in your homes, anything and everything wireless in your home. And I would highly recommend, if you're in an area where you can opt out of the smart meter, that you do so. Now, you won't be able to opt out before these tests are made, but the problems with the smart meter are multifold. They've been responsible for fires because they can pulse the meters and cause blow-ups. In fact, when we were able to get the opt-out here in Northern California, it was because there were homes burning down when those frequencies were pulsed and those meters blew up. And, it, of course, blew up appliances, and people were having to replace appliances and so forth. These are death meters, absolute death meters. So we're going to get a tone, a vibration, and text. And it's going to take place, we're being told, on October 4th. And it will involve not only everything wireless, but unwireless, televisions, radios, etc. And there will be two different tests, and again, that's based on the cell phones and all the other smart and or unsmart aspects of frequencies and wiring. So, again, I can't underscore enough that people need to understand that FEMA is not federal. FEMA manages the aftermath of pre-planned attacks. And FEMA is a lethal agency that creates emergencies so they can manage them and create their desired lethal outcomes. Now, another problem we face is the backdoor access to your wireless devices. It's been secretly granted to create a black list of individuals to target. So during this test, you can be assured that, again, directed energy will identify and target specific people. We know that they can cause, and they do, cause heart attacks. We're seeing many people we know that are having heart attacks. So the World Economic Forum has been quietly granted backdoor access to billions of cell phones as part of a plot to compile blacklists of users who hold politically incorrect views and commit wrong speak. So for those of you that are not in lockstep with the government requirements and the illusion of what they're telling us with the climate change and all of the health requirements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you will be on a blacklist, and you will be politically incorrect, you are incorrect, and you're committing wrong speak. So let's talk about targeted individuals, because certainly I've talked about that on a different level for many, many years, and they have been tracked, monitored, injured, and murdered from frequencies for many devices, including but not limited to their cell phones, from satellites too. We have to understand that when electronic devices are in close proximity, they can exchange an individual's full ID between electronic devices. And after a period of time, it can analyze the individual's IDs stored in the electronic device and generate a social credit score. And after a subsequent period of time, they can change the individual's particular ID with a new one, reflecting information garnered from the cell phone. So what we're seeing is what has happened in China. This is coming in to USA Inc. So warning, testing all wireless connectivity will secretly allow government to start massively advancing the social credit scoring system. Now, I have a patent in this blast out. And what I just read to you, there is a link under this that you can open. It's a 50-some-odd page patent, and I would suggest you go to stopthecrime.net, to the menu, to the email blast, and print this off. There's going to be many things I'm going to talk about that you really will need to print. So alerts to your phone and your cell phones are frequency weapons, period. So this alert system is an energy weapon directed at each and every person. So we have to understand that there's two portions of the test. I'm not going to confuse you specifically, but they do call one the WEA portion, and it will go directly to all of our cell phones. And then they report that they're going to be able to, you know, give you your alert in Spanish or English. And then they have an EAS portion of the test, which will be sent to all radios and televisions. Now, understand, it's going to be sent through the wirings in your homes and your antennas. You have to unplug everything, smart or not smart. You might remember that we talked about many, many times about what happened in Medford, Oregon in the early 70s, when there were a couple dozen people that committed suicide because frequencies were set up on them through their TV antennas and the wiring in their homes. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. So, unplug everything. And they talk about how the cell towers will broadcast the test for approximately 30 minutes. I'm hearing people talk about 1 minute. Well, it seems as though those times are changed. And I would not hold that to being true. And they say that it will say this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System and no action is needed. Well, if you are degraded because of the frequencies that you've been pounded with, you won't be able to take any action. So let's go on, because cell phones and all wireless technologies are directed energy weapons. And targeted individuals' phones can be pulsed at higher deadly frequencies. I want you to realize this. You are an individual, you have a specific frequency, and they can direct these increased frequencies on your specific phone, on your specific wireless anything, and into your television sets, smart or not. Also understand, satellite frequencies can be beamed to specific individuals with increased frequencies and can result in human combustion. Keep in mind, as I said earlier, that all porous materials are packed with heavy metals from years of geoengineering. And this includes, again, metals in our food, water, and air, which now can cause spontaneous human combustion. I have a link under this where it shows all the satellites. So again, you need to get to this document. I'm talking about smart meters as well, because the global smart grid will be pulsed very likely during this event as well.
Deborah,
we're going to talk about wireless electric meter. I'm sorry?
Deborah, quick question. What about detoxing from as many heavy metals as you can to make you less of a receiver to these directed energy weapons?
Well, let me answer that at the end, because that's not a conversation right now, I'm sorry. Let me just continue with what people need to know, because I find I'm running so quickly out of time. But would you bookmark that question, please?
Sure.
And ask me at the end, because I need to talk about smart meters, and they will be pulsed, and they are always being pulsed. And a FEMA's emergency alert broadcast. So the wireless smart meters can be remotely pulsed with increased frequencies and injure and kill in our homes, in our businesses, in all other buildings. In fact, I've traveled to Russia. I have traveled to many countries, with exception in Cuba. We did not see smart meters there. But they have smart meters in South America, in Russia, and they have smart meters in Lahaina. And I was just sent a message today that there were smart meters on the docks where the boats blew up in Lahaina in the water. So I'm not saying that there were smart meters on the boats, but it was pulsed frequency. And so also we need to understand what transient frequencies can and what that means and how that can be sent into the internal electrical wiring, which can travel into the air and into us. Now, I want to have you envision this. You have internal electrical wiring in your homes and in your buildings. And that's how you flip your light switches on, you plug in your sockets. So you've got all this wiring inside the walls of your home. Think of that. And even if you, and I want to hold that idea in your mind, because I want to say this. Even if you don't have a smart meter on your home, the area network, the houses near you with smart meters, creates densified deadly frequencies. And these frequencies are called dirty electricity. Now, let me explain what dirty electricity is, and we'll discuss how you eliminate it. This is important. You asked me about detoxing. Well, let's talk about eliminating the dirty electricity that will kill you before the opportunity to detox, okay? So dirty electricity will kill you. It is electrical pollution, and is not something we see or we smell or we taste. Now, I know many people feel the microwaves now, and we have sensitives, so people can feel it. Yet it is the greatest polluting element in the Earth's environment. Let me repeat this. Dirty electricity that comes in off your wires and the electrical grid is the greatest polluting element in the Earth's environment. And let me talk about how we discovered this, because Dr. Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M, is, I don't know if the man is still alive, but Dr. Sam Milham was a scientist and a whistleblower, and this is what he said, quote, "This is an industry cover-up of the most toxic facts by electric utility companies and cell phone industry, public utility commissions, state health departments, and the FDA," end quote. A monumental cover-up, okay, by all of the utilities, the public utility commissions, of course, the health departments, state, local, and the FDA. So understand this. The basic frequency on the power lines of the electric power delivered to our homes and other buildings is now increased with an added higher frequency, polluting electrical voltage and currents and delivering the higher frequency power into our wiring in the walls of our homes and into the devices in our homes, offices, and schools. And I want you to think about this too. This is hard to wrap your head around. But dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection, because it will damage the entire population because it is airborne. It connects through the air, traveling out of the wires in your home into us from the wiring that carries the power. And once in the human body, these high frequencies cause cancer and many other diseases. Smart meters, cell phones, cell antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, copiers, are just a few of many common sources of dirty electricity. So let's talk about what you can do to reduce dirty electricity in a moment. So we have many building codes also that do not have ground rods implemented properly from your electric panel to ground the electricity from your homes, apartments, office buildings. The building codes, interestingly enough, in most areas, require that the grounding rods go into the concrete footings when they're starting to build the property or the structure. That is not a ground. We're being lied to in the building codes, just like everything else. I'll just throw in, just like all the electrical wiring in our cars and hot tubs and you know, the various types of ways that we try to water outside that get eaten up by animals because they put soy in the plastic coatings, okay? But the ground rods are not driven into the earth. They have to be driven into the earth. There are many codes that only require, again, the grounding into the concrete foundation. Earth-driven rods are what we must do. And you can consult an electrician. I would recommend that you do this because you have to transfer the electromagnetic frequencies out of your house into the ground. Most grounding is not what it should be, and that lack of proper grounding increases dirty electricity in your homes that's deadly. So on 10-4 of 2023, next week, it is advised that you distance yourself from neighborhoods and city areas. Try to find a location where you have no cell coverage and put your cell phone in a Mission Darkness Military EMF, which is an electromagnetic frequency bag, where frequencies are prevented. Remember always, you cannot turn your cell phones off to prevent cell towers from continuing to pulse and connect to your phone. Now, since most of you will not have a Mission Darkness Military bag, get Mylar immediately. Go tomorrow, get Mylar. You should have this on hand all the time anyway. And wrap up your cell phone or any wireless devices, laptops, whatever it is, in the Mylar and test how many times you need to wrap your cell phone up and call it from another phone until it will not ring. Okay, that's how you test it. Now, some people are saying, put your cell phones in your microwaves. Do not put your cell phones in your microwaves. Microwaves, by and large, leak. That's one of the added benefits of using deadly microwaves to eradicate your food. Don't use microwaves anyway, but that's another thing. I want to say this for all that are listening that are landlords, because I didn't know this in the beginning, and now you will. But again, you've got to opt out of your smart meters if you can. Contact your utility and tell them you want your smart meter, you want your smart electric meter removed and replaced with an original legacy analog meter. Use those words. You want your smart meter. If you are in an opt-out area, call Monday. You won't get it off in time. That's why you need to go to a remote area away from densified frequencies in your neighborhood. But call if you're able to get your meter removed and tell your utility company, be nice, and tell them you want your smart meter removed and you want an original legacy analog electric meter. And they'll tell you often that they don't have any more of those. They do. You can get them at electrical supply shops. So when you opt for a legacy analog meter, understand there is the requirement of a meter reader, and you will need to be paying a fee to opt out, but pay the fee. You'll eliminate getting pulsed, radiated, and potentially burned, because remember, the plan to burn up is massive and it's worldwide. So hopefully your city or your county or your state has an opt-out provision. But why is it important? Again, we have observed that these meters can be pulsed and are pulsed, and not only damaging appliances, but can combust and start fires also. So this is something that I found out through some landlords that I know. This is important for any of you that are landlords. Be advised. It was discovered that the utility company offered apartment tenants an electrical cost savings if the tenant agreed to allow the utility to add a wireless disconnect to the landlord's heat and air equipment. And in many cases, landlords with two-story buildings have their heat and air roof-mounted on the second-floor roof. So without landlords knowing, and I should say without the owners knowing, the landlords and the tenants, many tenants circumvented the consent of the landlords, which could have terminated the HVAC warranties, the heat and air warranties, by these disconnects, and possible liability exposure should an injury have occurred to the utility contractor, plus the potential for roof surface damage by unauthorized ingress and egress on landlords' properties who pay for the roof repairs. So again, you have to eliminate all your wireless devices. This would include your hand-free phones. You need to have a corded phone, a landline, and not a hand-free handset. And when we tested those hand-free sets, they measured just about the same as a cell phone. So your phone has to have a curly cord connecting what you're speaking on, just like what I'm talking on right now. I have a 20-foot curly cord, so I'm not as hobbled so close to my phone, just FYI. So also we have to be cautious with all of our light bulbs, including LED lights and the new thermostats that can be remotely controlled by your utility. Go gather up some of the original light bulbs as well so that you're not forced to have the lights that are going to reduce your melatonin and cause eye damage and ultimately blindness. That's what the purpose of all of that is about, and also the frequencies. So this is something I heard about years back. I'm bringing it back just as a memory. Caution, because wireless baby monitors, we heard that baby monitors were hacked and growling noises were transmitted into the baby's rooms while they were in there sleeping, growling. They were hacked. And they're wireless. So don't cook your babies and allow them to be hacked with a growling voice. So again, wrap your cell phones in Mylar many times until the phone will not ring. Turn off all Wi-Fi. Best to hardwire all devices as you're able. Unplug everything typically plugged into your outlets, and also get surge protectors. Turn off and unplug your internet router, your smart and non-smart televisions, your printers, and any other wireless devices that is able to connect wirelessly or not connect wirelessly. Again, the wires in your walls for dirty electricity, remember. And if you have Energy Star appliances, that's a brand, or the like, those brands of kitchen appliances, which are refrigerators, freezers, stoves, dishwasher, microwaves, they are intended to connect to the smart meter on the exterior of your home. They are pummeling readouts from your usage into the smart meter. Your homes are death prisons with all of these wireless components, smart homes, they call it. These are smart. These are not smart. These are kill grids. These are kill homes. So unplug all of them along with the stoves, and please consult with an electrician about the actions you plan to take. I can't underscore that enough. Keep in mind, these appliances work in tandem with your wireless smart electric meter, sending frequencies pummeling through your homes and you, while your electric usage is ultimately collected by your smart electric and gas meters for billing. Remember that. This was not a deployment of a global wireless smart electric grid, smart electric gas grid, and smart electric water grid for your safety. This is to turn off when you've overused and to be killing you in the process of reducing your allocations to resources that you need to survive. Again, dirty electricity is another huge danger, and we have found it useful, and I hope that many of you are writing this down. At the very least, download this document, because we have been using Stetzer filters. Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R. It's called Graham Stetzer filters that plug into your indoor outlets. So where you plug inside your homes, you get these filters. They plug into the indoor outlets, and they send the frequencies, the dirty electricity, back out through your electrical wiring. Now, you can order these by contacting Stetzer Electric, Inc. That's S-T-E-T-Z-E-R Electric, Inc. I will describe them to you. The version that we have, they're larger and thicker than a pack of cigarettes, and they plug in. There's two prongs. They plug in. We put, they have a kit that you can buy, and it'll offer, I think, 20. We didn't. We bought them way before they were offering the kits. Now you get a better deal. You're paying less money than we did. But you plug them not into every outlet, but into enough outlets. You need a meter reader. If you don't have an EMF meter to read the frequencies in your home, I can make a recommendation. I am not advertising for this company for my own benefit. Understand that. But my husband and I, excuse me, have bought so many EMF readers over the years that I found the one I like the best. Excuse me. I'm going to have to swallow some water, you guys.
No problem.
Deborah, are you using a tri-field by any chance?
Sorry about that. I'm going to give you a referral because I said this on another radio show recently, and someone texted me, and they had always been intending on getting a meter. And because I personally have tried so many, and I don't like converting the gigahertz, the millihertz, all of this into the amount of electricity that I'm being cooked with. And this is this is the size of a pack of cigarettes. They come in a very hard case, so they can go in a purse, suitcase, your pocket. We carry these with us everywhere. We take them in our car as we are able then to find some of the hidden antennas. They're hiding them everywhere. They're in roads. There's sensors everywhere. So this will make the invisible visible. And you can go to this website. It's called Safe and Sound, and it is Safe Living Technologies. Safe Living Technologies. The website is slt.co. They are in Canada. And it is a microwave detector, and it is recommended by me. Again, I make nothing. I'm only wanting to keep as many of you alive as possible. I'm in defense of humanity. So it's about $180, and that would include shipping, as I best recall, just so that you know about what the price is. But here are some of the sources that the meter can detect. Smart meter emissions, wireless routers, cell towers, cell phone emissions, cordless home phones, Bluetooth devices, baby monitors, airport radar, microwave oven leakage detection, video game consoles, joysticks, and more. So again, that is Safe Living Technologies, Inc., and I'm going to give you a phone number. It is area code 519-240-8735. Again, 519-240-8735. And I have several of these, actually. We keep one in the car. I have one in my purse. And when I go to meetings, I'll turn this on. It works because it's a toggle, on and off. And it will display in colors. And here are the display options. It'll flash ideal in green, meaning it's safe if it flashes green. Then it'll flash moderate, not so good. Flash high, not so good, even worse. But then it will flash extreme, which flashes red. And for me, that means evacuate. The frequencies are too intense. And oftentimes, when people leave intense frequencies, they're feeling foggy in their brains. They're just not feeling right. They many times get lethargic and fatigued, and that's because you're being hit with frequencies. So I recommend that, and I've given you the information. So the list that I mentioned is most important for all of you to consider, but it is not all-inclusive. And I want to say that the wild alerts will become nonstop. And they will continually alert us daily about various weather, weapon, events, and attacks, financial crises, community unrest, landslides, power outages, water shortages, floods, droughts. The alert list is endless, and you can go to FEMA. There are over 30 or so things that you could be receiving alerts for. Now, many of you will think, well, I would want to know if there was a landslide or if there was a flooded out area. Yeah, of course you would. But remember, these are energy weapons being used to create those conditions. Do you need to survive around these attacks? Absolutely. But do you need to suffer from blood shock and fear and be easily manipulated by those that are targeting us, our communities, with constant alerts, while attacking global populations with directed energy weapons? Do you? So I'm going to give you an example of an earthquake alert that just happened here in Northern California a week or so ago. And I'm going to tell you how this went and what happened. It was a late night phone alert, and it was telling people in Mendocino County, again in Northern California, to brace for a 4.7 magnitude earthquake. It was a shake alert. The U.S. Geological Survey System uses wireless sensors to detect ground motion. And using about a second worth of data, the USGS, which is a taken organization, estimated the location of the earthquake, the size of the earthquake, and the amount of shaking that could happen around the earthquake. So over 17,000 MyShake app users saw the estimated 4.7 magnitude on their screens with this message that said, drop, cover, and hold on. And we are going to be pummeled with these alerts, pummeled, creating more despair and more mental illness. Remember also your Bluetooth are wireless. And also this is very important. Solar installations are grid tied, meaning they're tied to the utility company, to Rothschild, with a smart meter, a wireless smart meter, with the understanding that the users will get their unused electricity rebated off their electric bills as credits. But check to see if you have two smart meters, one on your house and one on your solar, because most do. So you're doubling up on meters. If you cannot be grid tied and have some mobile opportunities for solar panels to literally charge some smaller aspects so that you can plug in a few items during power outages, which are going to increase. Power outages are massively going to increase. I want to say this, too, about the batteries that are recommended for your solar installations. They recommend the lithium-ion batteries for anything solar. And these batteries are highly combustible and can be hit with weapons to ignite and explode. Now, I'm just going to give a very quick definition of how the cell towers are set up, so you know. Again, 5G is not on the cell towers. These are smaller, smaller antennas, so to speak, and they have to be placed within 350 feet approximately of the homes because they have a short wavelength. People are saying, oh, they're putting up more 5G cell towers. No, the cell towers are deadly enough, and we are seeing many, many more antennas placed on these for higher speeds and higher ways in which to kill you. But let's quickly go over this fast. We have to understand what FEMA's allowed to do. FEMA's allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities and build new housing with public funds, designates areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Now, if you have listened to some past radio shows, you know with the new FEMA zone locations, they're already abandoning many cities right now. And in order to listen to that show, you have to go to stopthecrime.net and go to the Odyssey vid channel, and you'll hear how five cities are being abandoned. Buffalo, New York is one of them. So is St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm not going to tell you the rest. I don't have time. We've got to get these frequencies reduced. But I was always wondering how we would be forcibly relocated, and I found out that with the use of weapons, energy weapons, they are destroying the water and sewer infrastructure in our cities. So they're going to come in, and they're going to forcibly relocate us because, of course, it's not safe. You can't be in a city that has no water. And I go over that in great detail. I don't have time to do that right now. But I'm just going to go over some of the FEMA executive orders. It allows our de facto corporate government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. It allows our de facto government to seize and control the communication media, to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum fuels, and minerals, and to take over all food resources and farms, and that's just a few. So now I've attached a symptoms list in this email blast out that I've had on StopTheCrime.net for a very long time. And you can find it on StopTheCrime.net if you're not going to download this most important blast out on frequency warfare, just by going on to StopTheCrime.net and type in EMF symptom list. I'm going to go over a couple of the symptoms right now just so you know, you understand many people are feeling this way. But it includes military weaponization of the atmosphere and many components of the chemtrails. And I don't want you to forget your pets. I put this on the list because many of you have RFID chipped your pets, so if they get lost, they can zap them. Remember, those are transmitters and receivers, and they are also cancer sites. So for those of you that have chipped your pets, shame on you. Shame on you. I will tell you that we had a cat, and we got the chip taken out. Now, did they want to take the chip out? No, they were wondering if they were even allowed to. But when we and if they could find it, dependent on whether it migrated, where they're typically shot in the shoulder area, the front shoulder area. But they did find it. We did get it. I do have it. And it's interesting, but don't chip your pets. Don't get a pet that has been chipped and or vaxxed also, because they're killing our pets. So what is happening? We're seeing behavioral problems in kids. We're seeing many mood disorders. We're seeing people that are lethargic, exhaustion, chronic fatigue, loss of productivity, lots of sick days, loss of employment, unusual family conflicts because frequencies cause anger. Okay, we're seeing lots of disintegrating relationships. We're seeing how it disturbs the blood-brain barrier, allowing toxins to enter into our brains. This also is what we've seen for years with electronic harassment and stalking and mind control. And they control our thoughts. They direct our physical actions with voice to skull, in other words, voices in your head. For those of you that don't understand this, and you hear somebody tell you that they're hearing voices in their head, please, please believe them. They don't need to be straitjacketed. You don't need to call and put them in a psych ward. You don't. Believe that they are doing this. They need to know that you believe them. Because this is happening to millions of people worldwide. So we're seeing violent behavior. We're seeing increased levels of autism. Autism is literally wiping out the gene of reciprocal love. That's why they're the perfect employees to implement much of this destruction, because they simply don't have the ability to understand that aspect of thinking. But we're all struggling from weakened immune systems, physical weakness or pain, high blood pressure, leg cramps. The list is long: hair loss, nosebleeds, tremors, nervousness, seizures, vertigo. It goes on and on. You need to download this list, print off some copies, distribute it to other people that you're interested and concerned about, because the doctors will give you individual medications for each and everything. Now, attached to this blast out, I have a cell tower locator map. The map is only being provided so that you will be able to identify where the towers are that must be avoided in order for you to survive. Learn where you're being targeted. So I have this map. and all these links and all this discussion, because it's intended to be helping people that are traveling and want to know where they get the best connectivity. Well, you now know you need to be away from the best connectivity. Many people won't, and they're going to die. They will die. They will get sick. And remember, people that are sick are a scourge on society. A scourge on society. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. We've got a real problem.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. In that email blast out where it shows the cell phones, it discusses what micro cells are, macro cells, and pico cells. You need to understand what these things look like, what the range of transmission is, so that you understand also about 5G and the short wavelengths of the 5G. And you can get on an interactive map, and you can find these locations of cells and cell towers in your community. Now, are they up to date? Do they show everything? Likely not. But I will tell you, years back, when I would go into San Francisco, I would check antennasearch.com, and that's one of the ones you can check still now, and you can type in where you're going to go and put in where are the cell towers, and then you can put in where are the antennas, and it would give you a list. It would give you a map. Unbelievable how densified major cities are. Keep in mind that there are also now sensors. I mentioned to you about that shake alert and sensors that add to the increased frequencies to identify where shaking is. Well, if you go to Alert California, I think it's alertcalifornia.org, just please type that in. You will see that California is carpeted with wireless, real-time, all-the-time sensors that show everything. You can go on there and you can look from these mountaintops. This is so they can see that the damage they've created has been successful. But they're saying, oh, no, we're able to see when fires start and where they need to send assets. Well, I will tell you, somebody from Europe, during one of the fires we had here in Northern California, happened to be looking at those locations where they had these cameras and found and saw a plane that shot a directed energy weapon and started the fire. It was caught in real time on their camera system. So remember, this is frequency warfare, and we all must do everything we can to be harder to kill. The last page of this document is an interview I did a number of years ago with Barry Trower, who is considered one of the leading microwave warfare experts, Barry Trower. And I interviewed him. I named this interview Cooking of Humanity. This was years back, Cooking of Humanity. Now, I would urge you to listen to that. Whether you download this and click on this that's in this document, which you can. But I want to make a statement about Barry's comment at the end of this interview. This was not what I would have said and not what is for us. Barry had the understanding that we could go to our governments and get them to take off the smart meters and to stop the deployment of the towers. He felt that all we needed to do was educate them on the deadly effects of the frequencies. Because all of our local agencies, schools, city councils, boards of supervisors, all of it, are corporations. They allow you a few minutes to talk, but that's in their charters to create the illusion that your public speaking will change their adopting of different agendas. It does not. That's called the Delphi technique. It's a mind control technique to keep us all in lockstep and assured that they're looking out after our interests when they're not. Because all of the policies that they put forth that you feel you have been asked to weigh in on, all those policies are already predetermined. The RAND Corporation brought that in big time into the United States. So don't continue to be fooled. don't be radiated by these frequencies, and understand that your wireless are weapons. And go to stopthecrime.net. Visit often, because I am really trying to push out information right now, because I feel the urgency of what we face, and it's happening at record speed. And I can just say, I have always been in defense of humanity. My heart breaks for what I see happening. I have no ability to cry anymore. There are no more tears. And we must do all we can to be harder to kill. So please go to stopthecrime.net, go to the email blast out, sign up for the email blast outs, and then go back and pull the ones that I've been talking about. I have many recently that are talking about what you must do to recognize when they're going to start a fire, because there's things you can recognize in the atmosphere, and you can then see how they're going to start fires. And that blast out is called watches. And the methods that you can use to have watches during fires, you do not want to be burned up alive. Okay? We've had too many opportunities. There have been too many people burned up alive. And I will just tell you this. When you're noticing chemtrailing above you for at least 3 days, and then you're seeing the cloud structures that are not clouds, they are manipulated, manufactured cloud structures. Stop calling them clouds. They're manipulated. They're created. And when you see the ribs in those clouds, you know that there's levels of HAARP and microwave energy, and many people can feel it. Again, heavy chemtrailing, those manipulated cloud structures. Humidity below 40%. They have to dry it out so that they can ignite, and usually they'll do it when it's sunny or warm, where they can then increase the temperature, which you won't feel with microwaves. And many people in the recent fires have realized that they were actually able to feel the microwave energy go through their neighborhoods. They could feel it. So we have to become more alert. We have to be our own weather advisors, and we have to have watches so that when we're asleep at night, when we see that they're staging a fire attack, a microwave hit, that we're not all asleep. And the reason that I thought of that is because I lived on a boat, and when I was on the coast of France, and it was my watch at 3 a.m. in the morning, and my dad gave me a compass bearing and told me to keep the sails full and that there should be no rigging that was hitting anything. And I had binoculars. I had to make sure that there were no freighters coming down on us, because in Europe there are shipping lanes, unlike here. And I heard some rigging flapping, and we had no rigging flapping. I checked. And I immediately turned in all directions. It was an outside helm. It was a beautiful night. Wind, it was great. And I was looking at the lights on the coast of France, and I saw white water breaking right off our stern. And I thought the first thing, it was pirates, because what we knew and what we had heard was that the pirates will attack your boat, throw you overboard, and steal your boat. And that's what we thought. And because I was on watch, I had to be. I was at the helm. I ran down into the cabin. I got everybody up, and we dealt with it. Luckily, it wasn't a problem. It was some boys or some men from Finland that were actually using our lights because their electrical system had gone out. But because we had a watch, and we had watches in many coves where we would drop anchor, because if the wind would blow another direction, we could drag anchor and hit the rocks. So I want to say we're going to have watches. We're under attack. This country has been taken. Now, some advisories beyond just the reduction of frequencies, you do not want to be below grade of any significant, well, it doesn't matter if it's significant. You don't want to be below grade of a reservoir. Remember, fake lakes make quakes, and they're blowing them up now, and they're creating atmospheric river dumps, which are literally causing these old reservoirs to collapse. Reservoirs are pent-up energy weapons systems, because we never, ever needed to have our water distributed in toxic cauldrons called reservoirs and through the type of aqueducts that you see going down Central California. That's why I told you to go to primarywater.org and print off new water for a thirsty world. Why do you think they blew up Libya's great man-made river project? Because they had gotten to primary water and it was being delivered for free to over 6 million Libyan people. The United States and NATO blew it all up in 2011. They do not want you to know. Now, you need to also find out where your springs are in your area. Did you know that recently Arrowhead has been told they can no longer use spring water, bottle up spring water? Now you know. They have been told.
FEMA going to outlaw the accessing of that water from the public? If we know where those springs are, what if FEMA just says, you know, it's no longer lawful to visit those springs?
Well, I don't know about you, but if you need water, you might just go. And we're at a place right now that we're going to have to take some risks of noncompliance. And many people will show noncompliance by following some of the methodologies to reduce your frequencies. If you want to comply, go ahead. Buy all of the wireless new gadgetry and fry yourself. That's what they want. And you'll have done it by your
own. I absolutely have no wireless, and I don't own a cell phone.
Well, let me finish up by saying that, again, wrap them in Mylar, your cell phone's in Mylar. Go and download that frequency warfare document. There are many, many important things that you can see in there, the health effect sheet.
Deb?
Yes.
We only got about 20 seconds left.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Well, go to stopthecrime.net. Go to sign up for our email blast. Please look at all of our recent videos. Go to Primary Water. Download New Water, the book New Water for a Thirsty World. And go to toxicsky.org and watch Unconventional Gray by Michael Murphy.
Everyone, stay on. Thank you and God bless. It's going on a forum. We'll see you Tuesday in the morning.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Going back in?
There's still men out there.
You got ID in too?
God damn. When I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it.
solid answer.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when...